Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walkin'.
Mark, it's the third inaugural Mall Walk Reel.
Have we begun?
Yeah.
This is great, Matt. I've started the pedometer.
Wow.
So we can get our steps in. This is a fitness podcast called Mall Walkin'.
That's right. We do no fitness, but we do mall walking and we do mall talking.
No, we are doing fitness. We're getting our steps in.
Yeah, but we're not actively lunging, squatting, or burping.
No, we're just walking. Yeah. Well, watch out. This man needs the directory right here.
Hi. What kind of walking are we doing, Mark?
I thought this whole thing, Matt, was so you could get some fitness into your life and get some steps in.
It is. But what kind of walking are we doing, Mark?
Mall walking.
That's right. You've heard it. And we start every episode at the directory.
Well, where are we today? Did you say that already?
No, but I said it last episode and I'm going to recap it now. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome, Matt.
We're at the Glendale Galleria in beautiful downtown Glendale, California.
We are standing still.
Yeah,
at
we're
this
not
moment.
Mall standing until further notice.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the directory as we like to do. Should we go through trading off subheadings on the
Matt,
store categories?
There's nothing I'd love more.
Let's do it. You start, buddy.
We got department stores.
Women's fashion.
Men's fashion.
Children's fashion and toys.
Shoes.
Jewelry and accessories.
Health and beauty.
Home furnishings.
There's just one there.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we bought our refrigerator.
Really?
Yeah. Eateries.
Specialty food and snacks. That
gifts,
seems like it could have been one category.
Gifts, cards, and books.
Services.
Electronics and entertainment.
Your anchor stores today at the Glendale Gallery are Macy's,
JCPenney,
Target,
Dick's Sporting Goods,
and Bloomingdale's.
We've entered at Parking Garage A. We did not park in Parking Garage A.
But there's
a this is a big mall.
Yeah.
I was nervous about this one, Matt, because this is a big timer.
Let's start the steps. Let's get on our way.
We're on the second floor starting right here at Shoe Palace. And I got to tell you, Matt, before we started recording, a security door on the exterior of the mall opened up and an employee from Shoe Palace came out with a refrigerator tray full of like weird ice and just put it on a drain and went back inside. That was while you were monkeying with the mics. So I'll be sure to post a photograph on Pistol Shrimps Radio's Instagram of the weird ice. It's like a catch-all tray and a refrigerator just gathered a bunch of water and then that water froze and he had to get rid of it. Mere steps from the security door of Shoe Palace.
Would you rather he came from Shoe Palace or Pooh Chalice?
I think you know the answer, Matt.
I wish I did. Listen, I have to say, of all the malls we've been to so far, and we've been to three, this is the one that I think so far we have the best chance of getting kicked out of the mall.
You're more nervous about this than me today.
I'm not nervous. I just feel like this one's a bit more legit. It's a bit more thriving. There's no empty stores as far as I can see.
I think I saw one on the way in, but Okay. Yeah, as far as the eye can see, you've got thriving retail success.
This is the one with the three-story Target, the first ever three-story Target.
Just got a dirty look from a guy as he walked by.
He wasn't even security.
No, he's just dirty look. This is what I mean about this mall.
Yeah, they self-police here. But what if they make a citizen's mall arrest?
I hope they do.
Yeah, me too. We just passed a hot topic.
How hot was the topic?
About 112 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so tolerable.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to be out in it for a long time.
No. Now, this is also the mall where I forget when, but they added an annex to it, like a higher end annex that you're going to see when we get to the end. Offshoot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like they've got a Hugo Boss there. And I think that's how you get to Bloomingdale's.
Borders. I feel like we're back at Burbank Town Center as we pass the store Borders, which is another one of these Southern California skate. It's like rock and roll t-shirts, sneakers, skateboards. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. And then you go to Box Lunch here and it's the same thing.
Look at this. There's always a store of anime goods. Have you noticed?
About what?
Like anime goods and kitschy import toys.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
There's a shirt right there. It's got poo on it.
From Pooh Chalice? That shouldn't have taken me that long to get to that. Did you feel there was like a 1.5 second pause that I'm ashamed of?
I've got a 1.5 second pause happening constantly. And now we're at Tilly's. This is 3 in a row.
Mark, I live on satellite delay. Did you know that there's an actress in Goldfinger named... No, there's a character in Goldfinger named Tilly Masterson.
Played by?
Pippi Kangwaller.
No way. No way is that right.
Some way.
So far, this stretch of the mall has very little variety. If you need sort of tennis shoes and a backpack, there's three or four stores in a row.
Here is a non-open store, but they've got it boarded up like something's clearly being done. Oh, Don't worry. Something's coming.
And then there's like a community tribute here on the wall. This is nice. Heart gallery.
This is nice. Yeah. Oh, it's Children's and Family Services. Oh, they're children in foster care.
Heart Gallery.
This is very nice.
Head to heartgalleryla.org for more information about this wall in the mall. We're not wall mocking here. We're mall rocking.
Yeah, we're wall rocking.
We're rocking this wall.
But do you feel that this is a little weird that you can come to a mall and essentially shop for a foster child? Because there are pictures of the available children that...
Is that what's going on here?
I think. Look, I mean, that's a good thing ultimately, but at the same time, boy, capitalism. You've gone too far.
Anyway, we're at the children's...
Next to a place it's called children's place.
Yeah, once you... Look, if you're gonna do the massively humane... an excellent thing of adopting a child, bringing a foster child in your life. They're going to need clothes. And this children's place is right next door.
One-stop shopping, which I will say Amanda and I have considered.
Yeah?
Yeah. We have reached the point in the mall, the inevitable point of the fine waft and the misty olfactory comfort of a Wetzel's Pretzels wave.
We've also reached our first... ghost store.
You want to get a picture of this? Is where you can only buy monoliths from 2001.
Let's see if we can get ourselves in the reflection here, Matt.
Well, let's center ourselves in the doorway. What do you think? Okay. This is an album cover if I've ever seen one, but a photo album cover.
And right behind us in the reflection is a Pacey Jenny. I mean, JCPenney. In the mirror, it looks like something else.
We walked in through JCPenney, and I'm sure we'll get to this, but they're still rocking a hair salon in this JCPenney and a toy department, and that gives me hope.
Because you love toys?
I just love classic department store life where you can go. I wonder if they also have a photo studio.
Once again, we're at a rock and roll t-shirt and tennis shoe
silver clogs
store. Journeys.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, I'm going to ask you something about your preference on a mall. Yeah. Do you like to enter through the anchor store or do you like to enter through the mall entrance?
I think I like to go through the mall entrance because I want to enter the anchor store through a proper mall entrance, the way they intended it to be.
Well, if they intended you to not enter from outside, they wouldn't put a door outside.
Well, they still want you. They want the flow. If you're going to enter at all, they want you in that way. But I think if they have their choice, they want you to come in through the proscenium, as it were.
Yeah.
Not through the wings. You know what I mean? Just a little theater talk there. Are we doing the theater talk segment for this?
Yeah, this is theater talk.
Okay, good.
A proscenium is a sort of a traditional opening in a theater.
The picture frame, yeah.
Right. But how do you feel about a thrust stage?
It's my favorite. It's the best of both worlds because the other extreme is the arena theater.
Which is like an outdoor
theater
amphitheater?
In the round.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Hey, look, I'm noticing there's a manned massage station here, and I'm worried we're not going to see massage chairs that Glendale Galleria may think that's too low rent.
Oh, like this is, and also maybe this person who runs this massage business in the middle of the mall, sort of a traditional spot for a kiosk, I would say.
Yeah.
They may have petitioned the mall to say, let me have an opportunity to make a living here.
Basically, yeah, like get rid of the robots in the factory, give a man a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a, this is an eyesore right here, Matt. Not to bring up a Townland tune title, but we've got
we've sort of got
a decayed coffee, what's left of a coffee shop kiosk here.
There's also some like strange hieroglyphics that tells me it's a code to what happened to them, like an ancient civilization.
If you can solve this code,
and
then there used to be a triangle on the code. Ooh. These always confuse me because I'm not an architect and I'm not handy with building. But there's a sink, there's electricity. Is it all in the floor, Matt? Is it because we're just floating over the second, or I should say over the first floor of the mall.
Yeah, but look how thick the floor is, you can see. I mean, you've got five feet of plumbing here.
So you're saying all the guts of the mall just flow through the floor.
Sure I am.
Passing a Hollister and an Aldo.
Aldo Hollister stars in Three Ways to Gun Heavy. Starring who I already said.
And a guy named Mike who isn't named Mike.
Mark, speaking of Mike, Mark, explain to me the title of this store.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure,
I
can answer.
You going outside?
Yeah.
You better put cotton on.
Okay, I'm all polyester, but sounds good.
Not here.
This is a store.
You're going to put cotton on.
Cotton on.
There's no colon?
Yeah.
There is. It's just hidden.
Yeah.
Bad sign. Poor sign design here at Cotton On.
Cotton On.
Do you think it's maybe the owner, inventor, proprietor of Cotton On has a end stutter?
Cotton On? Cotton On?
Cotton. Yeah.
It almost sounds like you don't cotton on to what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think they're going for that because this seems like a hip and contemporary type of young woman's clothing store. Oh, they've got men's.
They have men's, too.
Yeah. This is real early 2000s. And believe me, I've just seen Final Destination, so I know my early 2000s fashions.
Oh, yeah. This does sort of look like an I Know What You Did Last Summer, the store.
Yeah. It's all hooks and raincoats.
Crocs, of course, a massive footwear company at this point.
Oh, no. Crocs is doing the Kanye thing.
And they have their own store.
Look.
Well, but Crocs was doing it.
Were they?
Kanye, I think, took it.
Oh, he cribbed it from Crocs?
I should say, yay.
Kanye cribbed from Crocs?
Yep.
Hmm. Well, and my daughter wears Crocs.
I'm open to it.
I got knockoff Crocs that look like, just ultimately look like, I'm wearing a Jason Voorhees mask on my feet.
Oh, I saw those at your house. Yeah. you like
exactly
those?
What I'm talking about.
Are those a good in and out? I have a pair of Italian garden clogs that serve the same purpose, but they're a little too heavy.
The problem is I bought them just to go inside and outside of the yard in, but now I've gotten so lazy that I'll just wear those things out to a Houston steak dinner.
And this is our segment we like to call Mall Crockin'.
Yeah. Hey, here's the store we have to go in.
We have to go in here?
Yes, we do.
Tell us where we are, Matt.
We're at the Lego store, probably where I go when I die.
It's very fancy in here.
Yeah. I do love Legos. I always have.
So much so that you call them Legos and not Lego?
Yeah, frankly, I do.
I call them Legos,
but
too.
I was speaking in the plural, like I love all the pieces. But as a brand, yeah, I love Lego. This is a weird thing that just happened. No one ever like sent a newsletter saying, hey, we're calling it Lego now. I get probably in Denmark, they were always doing that.
Yeah.
But in the States, it's always been Legos.
Yeah. My memory is a parent saying, pick up your Legos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not, I'm going to go play with my Legos.
Yeah. If they would have said pick up your Lego, I would have done it. And frankly, I would have just picked up one and said, I got you on the loophole, Bert. Bert was my mom's name before she changed it to her real name. Now, there's a Lego roller coaster. I spent my life trying to build one from the limited pieces I had in the 80s.
I would cobble together whatever I could out of the Legos in the sort of snap case that I had.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you going to get something?
No, but I think at some point in an episode, I'm going to have to. And it may be the roller coaster, man. As soon as, 18 plus, I got to wait 17 and a half years for Glenn to even look at that.
I think that's months and not years.
I'm in.
No, it's years for sure. Okay. That looks very complicated.
Oh, they have a lighthouse. Look at this.
Yeah, motorized.
Oh, shit. They got a foosball table. They've got art.
Look, it's Willem Dafoe.
and Robert Patrick. They've got a globe. Oh, okay. This is, let me give you a little bit of Lego lore.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna do a picture of this guy.
This is the reissue of the Galaxy Explorer, which is one of the first few Lego space sets.
Oh, yeah.
The first ever Lego set I ever got was the, I think it was called just the like Space Cruiser. It's like a minier version of this. This is a more modern and sleek version of the original. But do you ever get like a nostalgia erection?
I can't say that I do.
Me either. Let's move on.
Do they have the pretty good Pyramid of Giza?
No, but they've got the Great Pyramid of.
Okay.
Look at this, an A-frame cabin. You build a J-frame cabin and we'll talk.
Why?
It just seems more complicated. I got to get that A-frame cabin though. Look at that. I don't have room for any of this stuff.
Yeah, so don't get any of it. Just come and enjoy it here at the Glendale Galleria Lego store.
I feel like
I had a thing with the castle. I had a medieval Lego.
I was big into the castles. I had the first one that was yellow for some reason.
Well, it's because of medieval times, the Yellow Knight lived there. Oh, the dinner and a show.
Whoa.
Not the actual era of history.
I got that on my birthday and I said, I can't wait to play with it. They said, great. We have to go to your sister's all day softball games first.
How far away do we go to the store?
I guess all the way to the back storeroom until we get kicked out.
There's is this a working Atari?
I don't think it's working.
This has got to be great listening for people.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
All right.
Okay. We'll take off. Thank you.
And there it is, friends.
We've been kicked out of our second store.
He was very nice.
Yes, though. He was very nice.
Look, they've got to have policies. But I guarantee you people are in there doing Instagram shit every single day.
Of course. And taking selfies. Full on reels, probably like live streaming.
Yeah.
Yo, hey guys, here I am at the Lego store, Glendale Galleria, just buying a Lego Big Sur reenactment where the bridge fell down in a flood.
Now we're passing an Apple store. And I got to tell you, Matt, there was a time in my life where I loved the Apple store.
Yeah, me too.
I love Apple products. I use the computers and their phones. Now it fills me with dread because I know the day is coming where I'm going to have to replace a computer. Yeah.
And you only go there now when it's trouble. Right?
It's not immediate, but it's coming.
Yeah. Me too. I got to do.
Hey, Matt, how would you describe the name of this store?
Just by reading it.
Okay.
Gilly Hicks.
And this looks to be nice ladies' clothes.
Yeah.
Workout wear.
Yeah. Hilly Gicks and Gilly Hicks. I once got in trouble with a gang at Gilly Hicks.
So bad you couldn't sit down?
So bad I couldn't sit down or stand up. I had to completely squat for the rest of my life.
Here's a classic store from a mall that we have not encountered yet. Gap.
Right. The Gap. Apple Store is really the Gap of technology in its layout, in its thinking.
The clean, white. The Gap does look good. It's very inviting. Yeah. I don't feel chaos the way I've felt at other mall location retail stores.
Maybe that's just because it's not doing that well. You know, I worked at a Gap for many years.
How'd that go?
2 years. Not well. I was not a valued employee and it wasn't their fault for thinking that.
That you should have been?
I was not at my best workmanship, let's just say.
We're passing Guess, which I find to be an excellent name for a store because...
Yeah, it could be any other store.
Where are you buying shoes today? Guess.
Macy's?
Guess.
First base.
And this goes on forever.
Okay.
Several times here, Matt, my watch has asked if we would like to end the workout.
Take it easy, watch. What do you want to do? Kill us before our time?
I don't know, but we're passing Coach. Craig T. Nelson is in here just giving out savory dad advice.
Hey, why not buy a purse from Dauber? Give him a little commission. Now, we're heading right.
We took a turn. We're going 90 degree turn.
Into the more modern annex. This is the high-end annex of the Glendale Galleria.
Okay, and we're seeing a lot of signage.
Yeah.
More... This is the issue, right, where the mall is that you can't really survive anymore with delivery to your house. So they've got to reinvent what goes into a mall. And just like the Eagle Rock Plaza, it seems there's a Gold's Gym here in a maybe former retail location.
Yeah, it seems that way. Look at that. And there's real lots of signs leading up to it. Oh, I'm starting to get more crunchy noises. Is it me?
Is it me?
Might be me this time.
Oh, no.
Last time, if you listened, we got crunchy mic noises and we had to stop and restart.
Well, you want to keep trying to keep going?
Yeah, let's keep going a little bit. And then we'll get to the Bloomingdale's, which is the best place to do a mic swap.
Well, that's who was in that movie we were talking about earlier. The guy named Mike. His name's Mike Swap.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot his last name. Good
actor.
He invented
the swap meet, right?
That's right. And the swap divorce.
Swap where you just swap meat.
See, this place is not the Gap. It is no. Euro Kids. Oh, it's a Euro Kids, Matt.
Oh, yeah. We had one of those before, right?
But we never saw it.
Then how did we know about it?
Because it was on a directory, and it just never came true. The old mall's right. Overpromised and underdelivered.
You're right. Now, this mall's also confusing.
Oh, my God.
We'll fix this crumbling. Don't worry about it. Is because this is technically a three-story mall, but never at any time are there three stacked stories. Do you know what I mean? We're on the second floor of the mall, but which turns into the first floor of this annex.
Yes, this... Much like a thing that becomes another thing.
Explain yourself.
I was thinking of it. It's almost like it fans out like a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Where you just, it sort of just keeps going up, but it never goes down. It never stays down.
This Hugo Boss is the store where I bought my tuxedo shirt for my wedding.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
You wearing it around?
I'm wearing it right now. Not where you'd think.
How's that crackling going?
We've got minor crackle, but it's definitely going to have to take a sit down and take a listen. And
we did
this.
Bring cables this time?
Yeah, but they're in the car.
Why?
Because they're clunky.
We're going to have to get you a short.
Chairs.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, selfie world. Wow.
Okay, so maybe there's some management crossover between the Burbank Town Center and the Glendale Galleria, because the selfie world is just like photo synthesis.
Yeah.
What was it called? There was a photo place.
Yeah. Also, there just happened to be both places that the mics went faulty.
Oh, I wonder if there's photo interference. Is this where you want to sit?
Yeah. All okay. Right, this is also a good place to do an ad break, I'd imagine.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Fixed Mics, or My Name Isn't Fixed Mike.
Attention shoppers, Mall Walk-In will return after these messages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Chupit.
It means small something.
Yeah, small choop.
You got fancy pants kids clothes down here. These are where you buy outfits for the kid Oscars.
That's a bona fide 1920s flapper dress for a kid.
You get a little photo of Chupette. It's businesses that like these that make me celebrate what we're doing here on Mall Walking, Matt.
I agree. I'm
not sure there's a Chupette anywhere else in America.
No, I don't think there is.
You still getting clickety clacks on the old microphones?
You talk in my mic for a second.
Okay. Hi, I'm Matt.
We're good.
And so we turn around and head down back the way we came.
That's right. Now, this is confusing, but we got to go up to the third floor of the annex before we can do rest of the second floor.
But why can't we go up here at the end?
That because we don't want to miss this side. We haven't done
selfie
this
selfie world. I mean, we sort of talked about it.
You're probably right. Yeah, I guess we could. Where is...
It doesn't seem like there's a lot to offer.
There's an escalator. You're right. Let's go up that
escalator. Let's go that escalator, Matt.
Yeah.
And hope that we can find our way to the third but second floor of the Glendale Galleria.
It's very confusing. And I do think Glendale Galleria got to a three-floor mall by a loophole, you know? When I think
you think that they just had a beef with the Glendale City Council and the zoning department and all that and said, well, technically it's two floors everywhere you go.
Yeah, but there's never actually a place where it's three floors high.
Right, but it is three floors high. There just is only a second and third floor, much like the way that hotels don't have a 13th floor.
Right.
Triskaidekaphobia, that's what it's called when you're scared of the number 13.
You can dance with 12 and have love with 14, but 13's out in the street. That's an escalator song.
If you didn't know, we sing songs while we're riding up to different floors in the mall. This is mall walking.
This is floor 3.
Technically floor 2 where we are. You figure it out.
Yeah.
I am Pei.
Lady Elite Milano. Look at that.
They have a solid gold, solid gold.
Threepio's modeling there. Those pants. Let's go get a picture
get
of
a
that.
Photo of that. Yeah. There's a second lids in here.
Oh my God.
As if the first lids wasn't enough. We got another lids.
How fresh do you need to keep your Tupperware?
If you need a hat, if you need a baseball hat,
yeah.
The mall cannot be beat.
That's true.
There's always going to be somewhere where you can get a hat.
This is Lady Elite. Not to be confused with Lady J from G.I. Joe.
And not to be confused with Gold Lady Destro.
Gold Lady Destro. Oh, it's a tired old joke of that's my band's name, but that's my band's name. Gold Lady Destro.
Lids, just as you'd expect, but you wouldn't expect it to be right next door to maternity imaging.
Whoa, and they're not kidding. Look at this.
I don't really... Oh.
Oh, now... Oh, dear. Some of this stuff is just for parents to see. You know?
Right.
Not people walking by in a mall. And this is coming from someone who just, you know, recently went through the miracle of childbirth.
Is there an irony to having three military recruiting offices right next to an escape room?
That is the escape room. You try to get not recruited. Look at that. Navy, Air Force, Marines. Why not the Army?
Sorry?
Why not? Don't be sorry. Why not the Army?
Oh, they're doing fine.
What about the Coast Guard?
Also, people love boats.
National Guard?
Yeah, people live here and they have to guard it.
What's a merchant marine?
They fight you with sails.
Ah, look at this place.
This is a massive, super fantasy land is the name of this store.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, did you need a welcome to Camp Crystal Lake sign?
Oh, man. Look at that. Yeah.
This is
all novelty goods. I feel like we could go in here. They'd be cool with it.
So far, of all of the malls and all of the places we've been, and it hasn't been that many, I feel like Glendale Galleria has the best chance that if a zombie apocalypse happened, you'd want to be here because there's a case full of samurai swords.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And you've got the Marines, the Air Force, and the Navy. So that's good. And then you can go and escape the room and escape the hordes of zombies.
And not even if there's a zombie apocalypse, but if there's a virus that makes you really want to buy samurai swords. This would be the best place.
Best place to be.
Yeah.
Outside of probably, you know, traditional sword shops in Japan.
Right. So this Spencer Gifts is a highly marketing Playboy. And I guess that's just Playboy merchandise or do you
maybe they have a partnership with Playboy.
I had a partnership with Playboy through most of my teens.
Yikes.
Hello.
There was a time where I would have gone into Spencer's every time I went to the mall.
Do you want to go in now?
No, I do not.
I know you didn't.
Isn't that? It's not even because of what happened at the Lego store or at a Macy's in Eagle Rock Plaza earlier in my life. It's more just, I don't need any of the stuff that's in a Spencer's, but there was a time where I thought, gotta go in there.
You
gotta get a Metallica t-shirt.
Blink 182 wristband.
That's a little after my time.
Right.
But
this is a store that I can appreciate because they tell it like it is. It's just called Get Yoked.
Weightlifting.
All human growth hormone. They spray it on you as you enter the threshold.
There's also a weightlifting belt so you don't break your back.
There's also a lot of empty shelves in there.
Well, they're selling out. People are getting yoked.
People love whey protein.
Also, we are right across from a gym. So this is actually great location, location.
You're right. And I believe this here, my friend, the first ever Panda Express.
It looks too new to be the first
ever
Panda
Express. Well, I'm sure they've remodeled it.
Well, then it doesn't count.
Hey, look, I'm with you. You'll get no argument from me. That's
if you remodel, you start over.
That's your choice. It's like the Trader Joe's paradox in Pasadena.
But wait a minute. If this is the oldest Panda Express, it's in the annex.
Yeah, but the annex might be just old enough.
You think they moved this Panda Express
from the old mall? Well, that gets you into the Trader Joe's paradox.
Which is what?
So there are two Trader Joe's in Pasadena that claim to be the first Trader Joe's.
And they're both lying?
No. One of them was the first official Trader Joe's. The other one then became a Trader Joe's, but was prior to that an existing supermarket. So they say we were here first, even though they weren't a Trader Joe's before. Does that make sense?
That's maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right. That's pretty lame, right? I think it is. Okay.
Just a straight up armed security guard here as we hit the escalator going down back to the second level. Is it the first level? You'll never, ever know.
Okay,
you'll
Mark,
never, ever tell.
I felt your anxiety rise as that armed security guard with full body armor passed us.
But I think he's an armored truck guy.
Oh, maybe a Bindi?
Well, because money is coming in and out of this place like nobody's business.
Like you would not think for a mall these days, right?
I would.
Let's go down the ramp.
You want to walk down the ramp or the stairs?
Yeah, we've been doing steps. Let's do the ramp this time.
Okay, yeah. Going back by a fancy chocolate place?
Oh, look, and we ended up right back in the part of the annex that we hadn't covered. Boy, today is feeling good.
The mall is bright.
It's well lit.
We have Euro Kids, Euro Tween.
Oh, do they have like Euro Geriatric?
Is tween maybe the smallest genre of human?
Genre. I think infants are very small.
I don't mean size-wise. No, I just mean
I think
time.
You're right.
Yeah, but time-wise, infants is probably pretty small.
Yeah. But a tween is what, like 11 and 12? And
that's it. Hmm. Or is it 10, 11, 12?
I don't know what technically a tween is.
You're old enough to want a phone, but not old enough to actually probably need a phone.
Or have one, unless you're
a kid stockbroker.
Yeah, kid stockbroker.
Going by L'Occitane, that's a fragrance place from France.
Ah, oh. I really gotta pee.
What?
Well, I do.
Do you think the walk-in does it to you?
I think I'm probably like loosening up a hose of some kind.
All right, Matt, we're going by a Macy's and I don't even really want to have the discussion.
Good. Then we'll just head right in.
No,
we can't not go to a Macy's.
But
now.
We can't go to this one now because
we'll
we have
here.
More mall.
Okay. We'll end at the Macy's, but you agree we got to go into
I
Macy's.
Don't agree. And one of the reasons I don't agree is because the last two malls that we did were pretty small. I'm getting tired and we haven't even covered. We got way more mall to go.
Yeah. But
this is a massive mall in comparison.
The sample size is too small. Right now, we can't tell if it was an anomaly that we got kicked out of a Macy's or a policy.
But
is it a feature or a bug?
Of
is it
what?
An exception or a rule?
Of Macy's?
Yes.
Is the real question that you're asking when you ask the question, is it an anomaly or is it real? Was the first Macy's making up rules?
Did the guy go...
You can't record in here. And he just didn't want us to.
He seemed pretty unsure. Don't you think?
Yeah, maybe somebody from Macy's can reach out and let us know. Email us at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com and let us know Macy's recording policies in stores.
Yeah.
And also, if you can get my wife and my friend Kimberly up on a float instead of carrying a balloon, they'd be great, like clowns or... you know, some, like, I'm sure like Green Giant is going to have a float in the Macy's parade this Thanksgiving.
They'd
be great daffodils just waving from the farmland that's on a float.
Eurotween, put them on the Eurotween float.
If Eurotween doesn't have a float in the Macy's parade, that's a problem.
Gilly Hicks, get them up there. Did you see that lady that passed us looked at us like we were absolutely aliens? Like, what the fuck do they think they're
I wondered
doing?
Because we're walking around with handheld microphones and just talking to each other.
Yeah.
I wonder if people start to wonder where the cameras are.
That could be it. Yeah. Like, maybe it just seems like we're playing like we're like newscasters of some kind.
Is this candid camera?
Right.
Am I going to be pranked?
Yeah.
Matt, this is the part of the mall walk where I feel like we've really just whipped by the stores because there's really not a lot of anything of interest.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling my heart rate go up a little bit.
It's maybe because we're passing the Lego store. You want to go back in there and
see? No, I don't want to bother that poor man.
He was one of those guys that had a tight mask over a real bushy beard and it looked like the cover of Black Crowes America.
Are we strolling down this little wing?
Yeah,
look at this.
Google it. You know what
or
I'm
don't.
About?
You don't have
Do
to.
You know what I'm talking about?
What are we? Say it again, please.
His beard on that tight mask looked like the cover of the album for the Black Crowes America.
Yeah, you're gonna have to send me to Google Island to look that up.
Check it out. Do yourself a Google.
Okay, we're heading down towards this sort of odd. Look what I found, Matt.
Oh, massage chairs.
There are massage chairs down here. Now we have to end up back here.
Yeah, well, we'll go through Macy's and then we'll come back here.
That seems like an ill-fated thing to do.
We're going to Macy's, Mark. The rule is we have to at least go in one exit and out the other.
I just got a peep. Don't look. Look at me. Keep looking at me. We just went by the public safety office and we're going to do a loop and you'll get to look. There's definitely a woman watching the surveillance cameras in this mall.
Oh boy. Also a sign, firearms are prohibited. I would take that as given.
Yeah, you shouldn't need a sign for that. So that's maybe
in Florida.
You're
circa
not
1840.
You're not packing, are you, Matt?
Are you kidding?
We're passing another sports jersey store, another fixture of malls here in Southern California.
This is the JCPenney and ice cream parlor with every color of the rainbow.
This
Look
is
at that.
Like a neon dream.
Yeah. Hello.
Micho Ikana Plus. Oh, here's the massage people. Oh, they have a store and a kiosk.
Whoa, that's how they get you
in. Oh, that looks fun.
Does, huh?
How do you like a massage,
I
man?
I like a massage.
What do you do? Hot stone, deep tissue?
No deep tissue.
Shiatsu.
I want to relax. I want to feel good. I have had deep tissue and I have cursed the person for saying, why am I paying you for making me feel this way?
You ever get a shallow hanky massage?
What's that?
It's the opposite of a deep tissue massage.
Mark McConville, you're my friend for life. Here, this is your certificate.
Hey, thanks, pal. Where'd you get this? Over at Certificate Kiosk?
I got it at Cotton On. Don't wash it. It'll shrink. All right. Abercrombie and Fitch.
Is Abercrombie and Fitch the store that had models outside?
Yeah.
For years? Or do I have this right?
You're right.
Just sort of.
I mean, one step away from prostitution. Is that what you mean?
I was thinking more like super fit church greeters.
Yeah. One step away from prostitution.
We're passing Galini.
Whoa,
and
that's
this is
a
the
lot
store
of mannequins and tuxes.
Very fancy clothes are sold.
Look how many mannequins they're getting into one window. That feels illegal somehow, don't you think?
Do you think
the fire marshal doesn't get a problem with that? Doesn't
they're
get
not real people.
That? Oh,
if there was sort
You're
of
one
a,
of those guys, huh?
If there was a silk fire that broke out in that place,
yeah,
only the employees have to get out. The mannequins can stay.
How dare you? Mannequins are people too.
Another closed storefront here, Matt, but another boarded up. They're trying to hide it from you.
Right.
That there's no store here next to Crush, Green Crush, which is maybe a barrel juice business.
How do you feel about the name Beryl for a girl?
Beryl?
B-E-R-Y-L. It's like an English name. I like it.
I don't love it. This has been Name Opposites.
Back at JCPenney, I knew you could feel it. We didn't need to say it.
JCPenney It's maybe the retailer of my youth. I think when it was time to get new school clothes, I'd head to JCPenney at the Sunray Mall. And that's near White Bear Lake Avenue and I guess East St. Paul. I don't know what that neighborhood would be called.
Well, work it out.
Sunray, is that the name of the mall? That was an outdoor mall in the Twin Cities, Matt, and that doesn't make any sense.
No, it sure doesn't.
Yeah.
I, as you know, grew up a block away from the Whitwood Mall. One of its anchor stores was the JCPenney, and that was the one that was closest to my house. It was a proper department store in that it had a tire center, a salon, a photo studio, and a toy store where I had Han Solo's carbonite freezing spoiled to me by buying a pack of cards before I saw the movie.
Oh, no.
They also had a cafeteria where I first tried buttermilk.
You just reminded me of buying a Star Wars soundtrack for maybe the first prequel or the second prequel. I think it's the first prequel.
With the Qui-Gon spoiler?
Qui-Gon, yeah. If you haven't seen episode one,
do yourself a favor.
This is a spoiler. Qui-Gon Jinn dies in that movie.
Yeah. But then comes back in the
Inspector Obi-Wan form.
Obi-Wan series of all places. Like, where were you in Revenge of the Sith, Qui? Can I call you Qui?
Great point, Matt.
Yeah.
We've made it back. We're back at Shoe Palace, or as Matt likes to call it, Pooh Chalice. And we're headed down to the actual first floor.
We've done the third and the second floor.
If it sounded earlier like we were on the first floor previously, we weren't.
No, we were definitely using our second floor voices.
And so, down the escalator, we go.
I like to sing a little bit of a ditty. I like to make it quick and witty, telling jokes while I sing. That's why I say to you, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the tub, I'm drowning. And I'm not just clowning, I'm frowning, because I'm sad that the escalator's done and the song is
all through. We just got a thumbs up over here, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on here in the mall?
What's your name?
Lucy.
Hi, nice to meet you, Lucy. What, you do massages?
Yeah, massage.
Sorry, I didn't mean to stick that in your face.
This looks good. You're right in the middle of the mall. We're walking around the mall, checking out the mall. This looks good.
What can you tell us about a massage? A massage.
Oh, you want to get one?
Oh, well, maybe we'll
maybe
be
on
back.
The way back. We're going to go all the way around the mall.
Thank you, Lucy.
I think she thought we were just going to get a massage right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you need
too.
To buy a broken iPhone? Because they
definitely
have a ton of them.
Did not want to massage the microphone. Okay.
Champ Sports, T-Mobile. If I'm not mistaken, Matt, AT&T is directly above this T-Mobile. Do you think they leave the bathtub running overnight? They leave the water on?
And do you think they do like heavy clog dances and T-Mobile's down here with a broomstick going, hey, keep it down. I can't get no service.
Melania Van Trub, who does all the AT&T ads.
Yeah.
There's a video that you got to watch before you go to work where it's like, please wear heavy-soled shoes every day that you work.
Now, Amanda and I came in
once
to Photo Perfections, which is written in the Curls font, if you're familiar.
I am.
And this is like a themed photo gallery where we considered doing this with Glenn and putting her like in that mermaid suit.
Well, Matt, before we leave today, I think maybe we should get ourselves a little photo perfection.
That's what I'm wondering. How long before you and I actually do get one of these things?
The business?
No.
Or a photograph?
Just the photograph. But now I like your style.
Run this business?
You think 13th floor, Mark.
Yeah. I'm always trying to fill the gap that isn't there.
That's
what?
Right.
We're coming up on Papaya, which doesn't sell fruit. They sell clothes. How would you describe the clothes here in Papaya, Matt? Looks like ladies' clothes.
I'd say summer church chic.
Head on down to Summer Church.
That's got to be a British crime show.
Summer Church?
Yeah.
I was S-O-M-M-E-R. Just thinking of like Jesus in his short robes.
Oh, so Jesus in like a tiny terry cloth robe?
Yeah.
I'm just into it.
Lifeguarding. Kids drowning out in the lake.
That's essentially what he does.
Kids
right?
drowning in the lake. He just walks out there and grabs them.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to swim or bring a buoy or anything like that.
Because the salt content was so high, you could walk on water. I got your number, Dead Sea.
Uniqlo is a store where you can get some clothes that don't really fit me.
Really? And it is Uniqlo, not Uniqlo.
I don't know.
I'm going to be as honest as I can be right
here. I do like the aesthetic here, but I can't wear the clothes. I've tried it.
New Gap.
Another British crime drama.
New Gap. Come on down to New Gap.
All right, Matt, we're passing Pink.
Yeah.
An offshoot of Victoria's Secret.
Oh, now are we hitting double sides? I guess so. Because this is Lolly and Pops.
Do you want to go down on and just concentrate on the right? Or do you want to just go?
Let's cover this full little.
I know what you want to do.
Because we want to end at Macy's.
You want to end at Macy's.
Well, we meaning the royal we, meaning you're the king. Lolly and Pops.
What's
I've been
that?
In there. It's like gourmet candies and
we haven't really discussed
treats.
This, Matt. How do you feel about this mall overall? Do you come here? Do you like it here?
I do. In fact, if I was...
It's close to our homes.
I have come here and actually mall walked before.
This would be a good... If you were just trying to get a mile or two on your feet,
yeah,
this would be a good place to do it. No doubt about it.
Because this is like a short... Oh, look, there's some cops. Jeez it.
Don't worry. They're just the police. They're not the podcast police.
Okay. This is like a shoreline where there's a lot of surface area on what seems like a short walk. It's like fractals or something.
Yeah, you know? That sounds right.
Yeah.
And this door here to our right leads to the outdoors, which leads to a different mall, which is outside called Americana at Brand.
Right.
The Grove's stepdaughter.
That's right. They are related. And we will hit that mall at some point.
Some point. This is very exciting. There's a Din Tai Fung
location
coming here to the Glendale Galleria.
Oh, I love Din Tai Fung.
Fall of 2023.
Wait, aside from the one that's already out on brand?
That's right. That place is so popular over there that they need to have two.
Well, we go to the shops at Santa Anita and we sometimes get Din Tai Fung.
They have one there?
Yep. Inside the mall.
Oh,
maybe when we go do that, we actually just eat after.
And then just record eating with as many mouth sounds as possible.
Yeah.
Remember that book, Mouth Sounds?
No.
There was like a blonde guy who made a bunch of sound effects with his mouth.
You're not.
Maybe he was on public television or something, but he had a book about
Michael Winslow?
No, definitely not Michael Winslow. This is an Anglo-Saxon man.
I see.
Who could make a trumpet noise.
Okay.
All right. Coming up some stairs here.
Devil Angel Desserts. Oh, tell me more.
What do you need to know?
Am I going to heaven or hell?
Devil Angel Desserts does seem like a single one-off business. And we had somebody write into the show at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com suggesting that maybe we bring 10, 15, 20 bucks every time we mall walk and try to find some of these one-off stores. You know, the Adidas store here, Dunkin' Donuts. There are locations all over the country and maybe even the world. But a place like Devil Angel Desserts, they're probably just hanging on. So maybe they need help.
Have you ever seen more Funko Pops in your life? We're here at Chalice Collectibles.
We're up Chalice Collectibles.
Oh, it's very...
Oh, this is a ton of Funkos.
And some loud music, too. What song... I have headphones on. What song are... I have learned that these mics are really good for drowning out background.
This might be Harry Styles.
Is it? Starry Hiles.
Well, if you need a Funko, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
And ask yourself, do you need a Funko?
What do you need it for?
I don't know. Collecting, I guess.
I could see.
Oh, there's the food court.
Oh, Matt, did you want to go check out the food court?
Yeah, let's do a food court lap.
I'm doing a Wetzel's Pretzels count here in the mall, and we're at three.
Really?
There are three locations. There's sort of a brick and mortar in the mall, and then there's two kiosks.
Man, this place is really doubling up on things. They know what's working, I guess.
Yeah, and you shouldn't, you know, we're doing this for our health to try to get some steps in.
Yeah.
But if you're working the top floor of the mall, you shouldn't have to come to the bottom floor just to get a pretzel. There should be pretzels everywhere.
You're right.
Look
now, if
this
I'm not mistaken,
court.
That Five Guys used to be a McDonald's because we have a sort of unwritten house rule that whenever Amanda and I get in a fight, I'm allowed to just go out to McDonald's and eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, because we don't fight that much.
You got to cool off.
But yeah, you got to cool off and you might as well get a little something good out of it.
Now, Matt, I just want to point out here, there's a Panda Express.
Oh.
But before this Panda Express was here, it was just a Johnny's Chinese restaurant.
See?
And then they changed to Panda Express.
This
and
guy
so
knows
that's
what I'm
how
about.
They're claiming that they're the first.
That must be the first one though. You know?
That looks like the first one.
we got a nice wave from some people. I felt like we could have spoken to them.
I feel like there are people who are fine with this. Yeah. They don't have any problems.
Yeah.
Talk to me about some of the places you're seeing here outside of that Five Guys.
Hot dog on a stick on a stick. That's weird.
Is this place called Hot Dog on a Stick on a Stick?
Yeah.
The sign says it twice.
I know. Chipotle, Five Guys, La Vaca.
Uh-huh.
Artie's Express, Bento Box, Philly Steaks, Stilly Fakes. That guy can't even get it right if he tried.
Now, I like a hot chicken, Matt, and I noticed this place as we walk by it. This place is just called Burning Mouth.
Honka honka, Burning Mouth.
What's down here? There's more. Oh, boy, Glendale Galleria. I'm just getting tired thinking about going down there.
I think we can get there from out here. But yeah, then, this is hopping, too, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, we are here midday.
But not as many teens as I would have thought, you know? Like teens.
What's the weird mall kid report?
Right, not many.
I haven't really seen one.
Do you think a lot of these people come here directly or they're run off from the Grove or the Americana?
Good question. I know that if I go to the Americana, I just go to the Americana. Yeah, I'm not interested in coming over here.
Parking at the Americana feels like a full day at Magic Mountain.
Because of the G-forces of just getting up the parking ramp?
That's right.
That's a Midwestern term I learned, by the way. Parking ramp.
As opposed to what?
Well, what do you call where you park your car at a mall like this?
Parking garage?
Yeah.
But what if there's a one-floor parking garage?
But in the Twin Cities, near where I grew up, I feel like the parking structures are called parking ramps.
Come on.
The whole thing is a ramp. Which is weird.
And all I can say is good thing you got out of there. Wow. Clarks. What do you think Clarks is?
Shoes. It's shoes.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a pair of Clarks.
Did you?
Comfortable. Not that good looking.
Really? Yeah. They're kind of dad shoes, right? Speaking of which, I'm wearing dad shoes. Because if you're walking, you got to be comfortable. And what I'm wearing are those thick-soled patent leather white nurse shoes. Not really.
I wish you were.
Carter's for kids. Oh, should I tell you a little mall story? See this little wind-up cat?
Sure. We're passing a kiosk with a lot of little stuffed animals.
When I worked at the Gap at the Bray Mall, on my lunch, I one time went out and I was no doubt eating a Wetzel's pretzel or something that would end my life by 3 years early. And I came across a toy store. I think it was like Gymboree or something.
Okay.
And there was a bin on the floor of all these wind up animals. I was by myself and I went over and I wound them all up and just let them loose into the mall and just sat back and watched it like some kind of harmless Joker.
Harmless Joker.
Yeah. Whimsy Joker. Stupid. Do you ever regret things like that? I mean, I really enjoyed the experience, but also what an asshole.
Yeah. I've got one of those stories that you just remember. What's Beard Papa's? This looks like maybe just donuts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Japanese donut.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this place before. Where did I see this place? There's one
cream
in Pasadena.
Puffs. Cream puffs.
Off Colorado.
Oh, I don't need that. I mean, I want it, but I don't need it.
Right.
I have a story like that too, Matt. I don't remember what the context was, but essentially I was at a sort of 50s style diner with a bunch of my teenage ne'er-do-well friends.
Gotcha.
And there was a jukebox and it was free. And so we just found...
Oh, no.
I think it was Say It's Your Birthday by the Beatles. Is that them?
Yeah.
And we just put it on as many times as we could while we stood there.
Ouch.
And I'm guessing somebody at some point had to come over and unplug the jukebox and reset it. Because we just thought, this will be hilarious. For 5 hours, it'll just play the same song.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sweetie.
Nice to meet you. What are you selling here?
Oh, there's like, you can see toys, dolls.
These toys are sweet.
Yeah.
These are pretty good. I've got a little daughter. That little roller coaster is a classic. I love that. The chasing dummies.
That is a chasing gum?
Yeah. I had one of those when I was a kid.
Okay.
Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, look, they've got a Heckler & Koch submachine gun too. That seems out of place.
Is this the equivalent of like Canal Street in New York where you're buying knockoff Rolexes and fake Louis Vuitton? Because it looked like there was maybe an Optimus Prime there that maybe didn't transform.
Optimus
Subprime.
Tertio. And let me tell you another story along those lines.
Okay.
My buddy Kenny Pittenger and I in college, that was the guy that was so hairy, he shaved sideburns down his face, neck, and that converged at his pelvis.
He did a Borat bikini with his facial hair?
Did suspenders that only latch onto your big ones. And, oh, look, there's some more pretzels, but it's Auntie Anne's. In conjunction with Cinnabon. God, I could take a Cinnabon on a date right now. So we used to play this game called Cran.
Spell it.
C-R-A-N.
Okay.
And the deal was the only rule was you have to take turns saying Cran, but you have to say it louder than the last person that said it.
Oh, yes. People.
And whoever quits first loses.
I would lose.
Yeah, you would.
But yeah. We would, I feel like I've heard of that game, but it's just called Penis.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going? Good. What are you guys doing here?
That's hot.
Did you just give me Paris Hilton's catchphrase? Yeah, that's hot. Wow. We're doing a podcast called Mall Walking.
Oh, I love to mall walk and lick a hot guy.
Everybody loves to mall walk.
That's what we're doing. We're keeping it alive.
I got my Apple Watch going. We're getting the steps in. Oh, no, you stopped it.
Did you?
I stopped it earlier, okay. And then I didn't restart it. So we're going to get a bad reading.
The name of the YouTube channel?
Oh, it's a podcast. It's called Mall Walking.
It's only on vinyl.
Okay, I'm going to look for it.
Okay, yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Chloe.
Chloe, you're going to be on this episode of Mall Walking.
Yeah. We'll send people to selected skincare.
Everybody's hot.
Everybody's hot, and everybody loves mall walking.
Have a good day. What were you saying?
Tell if I know, Matt.
What do you get when you cross a rhino with a telephone?
Tell if I know.
Now we're talking, my friend. Hey, you want to get an eye exam?
I actually probably should get an eye exam. I think I'm overdue.
I didn't know lens crafters was still a thing. I noticed they're not jacking off with their glasses in an hour business anymore.
Matt, are you to the human fallibility point where your eyes have deceived you on two levels and you have to wear bifocals?
Yeah, certainly. I have progressive lenses.
Do you?
I mean, I'm just assuming trifocals are right around the corner.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah.
Well, this is...
Benjamin Franklin is to be believed...
We got Dodger Clubhouse here, which I just love. I love a local sports team just setting up shop in a mall.
Yeah, I'm with
you. And going,
you.
Did you need a Mookie Betts jersey? We got 95 of them.
Where's my LA Lasers 80s indoor soccer team store?
I have bad news.
What?
They're not a team anymore.
Oh, no. Hey, I got good news.
What?
We're right at the threshold of Macy's
department store. We're standing at the precipice of Macy's.
Let's go.
I'm going to just put my microphone down so nobody suspects
me. That's not fair, Mark. Well, I'm going to say things that you should need to refute. And if you're not on mic, you're not going to be able to. Mark eats walls. Mark.
What?
I'll see. He's back. Yeah.
It's a nice Macy's.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast. What's your name?
I'm Delia.
Hi, Delia. This is a podcast called Mall Walking. What are you guys doing?
What are you
putting
doing?
A mask on for like training for our...
Skincare.
Oh, nice.
But
I noticed you're just doing it on your nose and it's the color purple.
Not the novel or the movie, but the actual color.
You're not putting DVD copies of the movie Color Purple on your nose. Yeah. Okay. We can't record in here? Okay. Is this just this department or the whole store? Thank you.
The whole store, Matt.
That's our second Macy's we've been kicked out of. Wish us well.
It's the store policy.
Yeah.
Well then, sorry, Macy's.
See, this is important. Because now we know it's not an
field
anomaly.
Research.
Yeah. And until we go to the next Macy's next week or whenever we do our next episode.
Till what are you saying?
We're going to go in every Macy's we cross.
And you just test their limits?
Now we need to get an average. We need to get the mean of which.
So far, 66% of Macy's kicked us out.
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
You're right. But that's not exactly fair because we went in that one Macy's twice. How does that average?
But no one was there or working.
The same both times. It was business hours.
All right. We're done, I think.
Well, we got to head to those massage chairs.
Can we go right up here and go take a left? And
like
then we're there.
I like your style. Yeah.
That girl was so excited to talk to us, though.
Yeah, I know. That's too bad. I felt like even the girl that kicked... Also, that was a makeup lady that kicked us out, and she was quick, which makes me think they've put out a... It makes me think... They put out a full APB on us middle-aged podcasters walking through malls.
But they're not saying you can't do the mall walking podcast in Macy's, they're saying no recording.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really make sense to me.
I know.
What's the objection?
Right. Like you said, though, if we... Oh, there's a security guy. Hang back. Oh, my God.
Is this right?
I think
it is. Oh, we have a little more walking to do.
Yeah, to get to it. But we've got to cross a security guy.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Do you want to go the other way?
Around this way? But then we'll be in his field of vision.
All right, then let's go. Let's cut behind him.
He's also flirting with a gal.
Yeah, we should just go by and watch him flirt with a girl.
Put the mics down. Here we go. That was close. I am actually quite...
I'm telling you, Matt, we got to go to the Apple store and get you new headphones. Your old headphones for listening to music and not recording a podcast are too old.
I didn't think we'd necessarily... I gave us maybe 50-50 odds we'd get through this mall, but we're headed towards the massage chairs, which, you know, we're not out of the woods yet, but
I feel
close.
I feel like we missed out on following this lady around with a dog when, again, there are
no
signs
pets.
And placards. There have been three dogs in here and they're not...
Oh, but those are... Well, we saw
one of them was a working dog.
Yeah.
But there were two dogs. One of those dogs was just a pet.
Yeah, that one certainly looks like just a pet.
Because I would love to bring my dog in here.
Oh, wow.
She would hate it, but yeah. I would love it.
Okay.
Wait, I'm really feeling the enormity of the Glendale Galleria, Matt, because...
I'm with you.
I thought those massage chairs were just right around the corner, and they're really not.
They really make it so you need the massage chairs here. At Eagle Rock Plaza, they were everywhere, and it's a tiny mall. Here, there's only one place, and you got to walk how long is a league?
I don't really know. I feel like isn't that a maritime measurement?
It might be. How many is 20,000 leagues?
Well, I did find out from some people that the Eagle Rock Plaza.
Yeah.
Is the official massage chair capital of Southern California.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I wish I had a barometer for that kind of thing. I do. This is the question. I got to pee so bad and I'm afraid it's going to get massaged out of me. And you know, you and I share a massage chair.
Do you think you could wet a massage chair?
I promise you I can.
All right. Well, do you want to hit pause and then we'll sit down and go over
there one nearby? That's the problem.
Oh, yeah, there's a restroom right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Which way do you want to face? Do you want to face the daylight or do you want to face the Adidas store?
Let's face the daylight.
So right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do a little research here and then we'll figure this out. We'll be right back.
All right.
Is it working?
We're back. It's working. And you know the rule. You pick the mall. You pay for the massage. I picked Glendale Galleria. This one's on me, budgie.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah. Let me fire it up. Now we're dealing with what looks like the same brand as last time. Which
This is a relax and recharge massage chair at the Glendale Galleria.
Which says it's $5.50 for 15 minutes, but still somehow ends up charging $6.
I think you
got to
swipe it maybe.
Here, I can't see yours, but go ahead and use my card. Okay, don't run up any charges on it, you highway robber. First. My God.
Okay, calm down.
I do remember liking this massage chair though, so I'm excited about that.
Well, we might not get to do it because there's no... Okay, I'm authorized.
Sometimes we have a MasterCard and a lot of machines don't recognize
malls
it.
Malls don't take MasterCard?
I'm telling you, man. Mall MasterCard is like
it won't take your card.
Really?
I don't think.
Remember that card, the Yugo?
Which card?
The Yugo.
The car?
Yeah, it was a car brand called the Yugo.
I do remember that.
It's from Yugoslavia.
And is that what kind
That's
of credit
what
card
you MasterCard has become. You're going to have to... Oh, wait. Does this take cash? This is
no
quality podcasting. Tell you what, buddy. You get this one?
Oh, it does take cash.
Oh, it does. Okay. Where?
You can do 3 minutes for a dollar or 15 minutes for $5.
That's what we want.
You got a fiver?
I got a fiver. I got a 10 spot. I don't suppose this thing spits out change.
What do you got? This is a problem.
Yeah, this is a real problem. Here,
I can try my card.
I got a 20.
Welcome to Middle-Aged Men Handle Cash.
You get this one. I'll get the next one. I'm good for it.
Well, why don't you try
Welcome
to get
to the
yours?
Last episode of Mall Walking.
Why don't you get yours with your side?
Oh, I see.
You can use the cash there.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work, I don't think.
Yours isn't working?
I want to choose $5. This is embarrassing.
Let's see here. Oh, I could just do $10 and we could trade off. Okay, here we go.
I can't believe this isn't working.
You know what's stressing me out that I need a massage? Getting a massage.
Yeah, I might have to.
Oh, I'm rolling.
Oh, you're going. So they'll take cash.
Cash is the way to go. Okay. Oh, here it goes. Oh, boy. Oh, it's good to be back. Mama, I'm coming home. Is yours not working? Oh, I shouldn't have started mine.
Well, how could you know, Matt?
Somehow I knew.
All of my money is going into this chair.
How many times have you paid?
It's trying to authorize it, and then it just doesn't work.
Oh, no.
Transaction canceled, man. And
you know what we'll do? We'll split this.
I'm fine to just sit here and chat with you, Matt. I don't need... I had a massage last night.
You did? Like a proper massage?
Yeah.
Oh, an aristocrat.
It feels like we should probably just get into it.
What?
The Glendale Galleria.
Yeah, let's do it. This is when we recap. Oh, this one has a weird one that kind of goes up your butt. This is not what I expected. Not altogether unpleasant. All right, so let's recap. We gave the Eagle Rock Plaza a 1.25 was the average, I think.
I think that's right.
And what was the Burbank Town Center?
Boy, I don't remember. And it wasn't that long ago.
I think we both gave it a 2.5.
2.5, yeah.
So right down the middle of the road. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm still working on my store/kiosk rating.
Have you tweaked it at all?
No, but I think definitely we're a step up here.
You feel like you're a half a step up here? Just
I'm not saying, I'm just saying proverbially we're a step up here. I haven't given my rating yet.
I understand.
This is a better mall than Burbank or Eagle Rock.
So far, this is sort of like if you were going to film a movie, if you were going to make a film, if you were going to movie a film in a mall, set in a mall,
some cinema.
This would be a good mall for it. This feels like a classic mall.
Yeah, although with a modern take. However, I do think we're going to run into the fact that the malls could be so good, they're almost too good. And especially if they're like so tight on security. Because the fact that we're getting kicked out of Macy's is now, that's a kiosk off. And if you don't know our rating system, we do five stores.
Five stores is the maximum score.
And a half store is a kiosk.
That's right. And it isn't confusing in any way, shape, or form.
Mark, let's get into lowlights and highlights of
the
Glendale Galleria. Why don't you give me your lowlight?
I don't know that I have a lowlight specifically.
I do.
I mean, getting kicked out of a Lego store is not great.
We got two kickouts today. That's a new record.
I know. I don't know. I don't really have anything bad to say, but I don't have anything great to say either.
My low light is getting kicked out of Macy's because Macy's, you're a stereotype of yourself. You're
what do you mean by
self-parody
that?
At this point. Lego, I get it. People come in and they do their like Lego YouTube channels going, hey guys, what's up? I'm just getting a scoop on the new Rivendell set from Lord of the Rings Lego Stings.
Like and subscribe. My name's Kib and this is the Kib Lego channel.
Right. But Macy's, come on. Yeah, frankly, Macy's, you could use the publicity. You're too high on your own supply. You're too big for your own britches. And that's my patented Matt Gourley lowlight of the day.
I guess maybe my lowlight is that weird third floor annex thing.
Yeah.
That wing feels a little, it's like they did it because they could, not because they should.
Right. Right. I agree.
There's maybe nothing up there it's a gym now.
This massage chair is no joke.
It looks like it is wrestling you.
It's penetrating me right now. There's a middle massager on the sit down part.
I think I liked that there were three Wetzel's pretzels in this mall.
That's your highlight?
I mean, I can't say that it's a highlight, but it makes sense to me. This is a massive mall. Yeah. Well, I got to stop the watch too. Just give me a second.
Okay. I can tell you my highlight. Macy's. Those girls putting purple zinc on their nose were pretty fun.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. But I don't.
You could feel the youth and exuberance of a young trainee, probably in her first retail job. It really felt like that.
Even though she was a customer.
I don't know that she was a customer. No, I thought she said she was training.
No, they were. No, what did she?
Well, that was just a goofball person doing purple stuff.
Those were three goofball girls.
Okay.
And I shouldn't credit Macy's. That was in spite of Macy's. Hell, they probably got kicked out.
For talking to us.
Yeah. We're toxic.
What kind of response do you think you would have if mall security said, I need you to delete that recording?
I'd say, go screw you, rent a cop. This is Pulitzer Prize winning material.
What would you say? I'd say,
yes, yeah, sir, right away.
Yeah, no problem. And then I just would, a Chevy Chase fingers the device.
Yeah.
Like, there, I did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd probably duplicate it and save it.
Yeah. Okay, so should we rate this mall?
I mean,
8 minutes and 25 seconds left, so we better hurry.
We do need to hurry. The food court is a plus for me. That was a wide variety of foods.
Yeah.
None of them good for you.
No, not a one.
I mean, maybe one.
Which one?
I don't know. The bento box is probably awful for you.
Yeah.
There's probably options at different places, but yeah, you could really pig out on some nasty junk food down there. How's the massage going?
Pretty rough. I might need a massage after this.
You know, we don't have to do this in a massage chair. Well, we might not be able to.
But we get to, Mark.
Also, there was nobody here when I sat down. And now this little area, I took a picture of it. We'll show that on the Instagram. It's Shrimps Radio, maybe, on Instagram, or Pistol Shrimps Radio. It's one or the other.
Isn't it Pistol Shrimps Radio?
It could be. You want me to look right now?
Yeah. But
I'll take a look.
What you're saying is all the massage chairs are full? The one behind you is.
Oh, yeah. They're full. Those are full. The weird arcade claw games were.
Macy's, look at the business we're bringing to the massage chairs.
Massage chairs.
Macy's.
I'm Sean Connery. Massage chairs.
Yes, the account is Pistol Shrimps Radio on Instagram. And I'm posting photos from the mall. I didn't take a ton today. I think I'm ready for my mall assessment.
Yeah, okay, let's have it.
This is a strong mall. I think it's stronger than the Burbank Town Center. I know maybe that's a fallacy of criticism, that you are going to use what you've experienced to make a rating. And because I gave Burbank Town Center 2 stores, one kiosk.
Yes.
I think I'm willing to give this mall 3 stores. It's a strong mall. Wow, there's a lot of room to grow.
You think you're going to get 2 full stores better than this? Sometime?
We duplicated a lot in here. Oh, and there wasn't true. For me.
So you're
I'm looking
there's a lot of filler.
Yeah, there's a lot of filler here. There's nothing spectacular. There's nothing that jumps out of the retail location and says, come on in here. You got to check this out.
You got a point.
I mean, how many rock and roll t-shirt, sneaker, skateboard, backpack stores do you need? There's maybe 9 or 10 in here.
You're right.
We didn't even talk about all of them.
That's true.
And the selfie location thing, I mean, maybe that feels like an odd business to me, and I don't understand how they could possibly be open. And at this point, Matt, I'm willing to cede the rest of my time to you.
Well, I've
mid-massage.
Got 5 minutes and 44 seconds to cover.
Great.
I was going to go higher. I think you've tempered that a little for me, and I both hate and love you for that. I'm going to go 3 stores, 1 kiosk, and a massage chair, which is a quarter ranking. So 3.75.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Were you glamored by this mall in a way that I wasn't?
Like I say, I think when we find ourselves, like if we ever do Fashion Island in Newport, it's going to be a little too hoity-toity. There's something about a mall that has to be decidedly average, but also good. And I think that this is getting pretty close to that sweet spot.
You said decidedly average, but good?
You know, like a mall shouldn't be too fancy. It's a mall. You know,
why shouldn't it be fancy?
Because it's a mall.
So you said this earlier, like it's a working class.
Yeah. Middle class people shop at malls.
Right.
Unless it's a high class mall. But I don't think that should be called a mall.
What should it be called?
Rodeo Drive.
Which brings us to our next mall, Rodeo Drive. Oh, I don't think I could do it.
We have to do it.
Just because I said it out loud?
Yes.
That's our next mall?
Yeah. Not next. You get to pick the next mall.
Well, why would I pick anything else?
Are you going to?
Why not?
Oh my God, we have to travel to the west side? Then now you got me nervous.
That's not even the west side. And really the mall that I want to do is further than that.
Which one? The Santa Monica one?
No, I want to do that weird Century City Mall. Oh, buddy, it's an oddball.
That sounds good. Odd mall?
It's an odd mall and an oddball.
Well, listen, we might have a guest on the next episode, so it may be that we do another local mall.
And maybe we discuss with our guest which mall they might want to do and what might be best for them. That might dictate.
Right.
I'm not hell-bent on going to any of these malls.
Hell, I don't even want to do this podcast.
So you give it 3.75, and yeah. I'm giving it three. Sorry, yes. three stores. One kiosk, one massage chair.
Yeah.
And I'm giving it just three stores.
Right. So that's an average of three stores, one massage chair.
It is?
No.
Oh, no, it's three stores, one and a half massage chairs. What's a half a massage chair?
About 7.5 minutes.
I want to address this. Tons of people wrote in.
Yeah, now's the time to address any kind of mail. We got
a lot of email about the Norman door. And this mall did not seem to have any Norman doors. Norman doors is where it says pull, but it looks like you push it or vice versa. Lots of people wrote in and let us know about that. Thank you for writing in. PistolShrimpsRadio@gmail.com. You don't have to write in about Norman doors anymore. You can if you want to. But this guy wrote in, his name's David Keeling, and I'm not going to read the whole email. I'm just going to show you the image he sent. Now, the subject line of this email, Matt, is mall walking, and that's what he sent us.
Oh, my God.
And I'll put that up on the Instagram.
It's Christopher walking. You can tell by his hair.
As Darth Maul.
Darth Maul's face.
That's wow. A mall walking right there.
Yeah.
So thank you to David who sent that in, or Dave. That's a nice little email. You could send us stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think maybe between mall walks, if somebody maybe twists an ankle or they're feeling fatigue, we might have to answer some more emails. We might go back to that.
Yeah, that's easy enough.
But for now, we're having a good time at the mall.
Wouldn't you think we could just come to a mall and get like 45-minute massage chairs and then answer emails that way?
You want to answer emails in a mall.
Yeah.
In massage chairs.
The way God intended.
I think that's better if we do it at your house or if at a location that isn't a mall. I don't see the reason to go to a mall to do that.
I think it's in the spirit of the podcast. I think the listener can tell the difference. For instance, I'm getting pummeled by plastic balls underneath a leatherette surface. Ugh. That has clearly not.
How would you rate the massage chair?
I'd say it's
half a kiosk.
Yeah.
But you can't use a massage chair to rate a massage chair.
I guess just a normal chair then.
So half a kiosk is a normal chair when you are reviewing massage chairs.
Yeah. There are 47 seconds left to this podcast, Mark.
Does it end when the massage is over?
Absolutely.
That's.
It's great. Just like the buzzer of the Pistol Shrimps games. If you're a
but
new
those games didn't,
to,
and we would then talk to Maria Blasucci afterwards.
That's
we
true.
Would talk to people after the game.
But that's okay. If you're a new listener to Mall Walking, this used to be a podcast where we called play by play on women's rec league basketball, but it made its natural progression to Mall Walking.
If you want to email the show, it's pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. That's Pistol Shrimps Radio. We're on Twitter too. Shrimps Radio. Not a lot of traffic
10,
over there these days.
9, 8.
And that's
7,
the end of the show. Thanks
6,
for listening.
5, 4.
Till next
3,
time.
2.
Walk it up,
1,
mall people.
Happy new mall.
Thank you for listening to Mall Walkin', brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walkin' is executive produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Associate produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gourley. No one else is involved in this production.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.